Welcome back to Go Forth and Nerd. This is Jesse Bray, also known as Mr. Bray, and I'm your resident nerd. And today, again, I have my good buddy Kevin Blue on. Hey, man.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing? What's going on, man?
It's pretty good. So just to recap, during the month of October, we are sharing scary shorts. Kevin's letting me have the honor of being the storyteller. We're just going back and forth and sharing tales, and you've heard some other stories we've already shared by now, where Kevin has shared. It's just creepy, creepy stuff. It's my turn to share a story with Kevin. This story is the first werewolf story that was ever written, to my knowledge. It's about a character named King Lycos. And King Lycos had a beef with the gods. And so this is, I'm going to be telling you how the first werewolf came to be. So, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. A long time ago in ancient Greece, the gods required from all of their patrons the best of their fruits, the first of their fruits. They wanted the meaty, meaty sacrifices. But that was not pragmatic for most people. They didn't want to give the best to the gods. So they came up with this really great idea, told to them by one of the Titans, the failed Titans, that said, hey, instead of giving the gods the best of your fruit, let's actually take the sacrifices and take all the gross organs and such like that. Let's take all those gross organs and let's just put the fat right over on top. And so take all the gross organs and the bones, and we'll put the fat on top, and let's try to trick the gods. And so that way, at this point, the gods were they were tricked to take what was really the throwaway stuff instead of the good choice meats. And so Zeus was really upset about this, and so he requested that the king of this particular island, King Lycos, to throw him a festival in his honor to pay back what he owes him. And so King Lycos, he absolutely hated Zeus, and he knew Zeus's one weakness. Now he knew that if he fed a certain type of food to the gods, that he would make him mortal. And that if he fed him human flesh, that Zeus would be mortal and he could die. And so here it was, he decided that he was going to deceive Zeus, he was going to feed him human flesh. And so lay before the gods with this massive banquet of all this delicious looking food, and he invited the gods to come in and to eat. And as everyone was starting to feast, Zeus paused before his meal, and he looked and he said, I will not touch this. And he says, but why? It looks so, he's like, Lycos takes a bite too. He says, why? You know, this is delicious. Eat some. Eat some. And Zeus says to him, I will not eat human flesh. And even more so, this isn't just human flesh. You sacrificed your own child and made this food. And hereby I curse you and turn you into a werewolf. At that point, King Lycos transformed into a werewolf and killed all the patrons of the entire festival. All the humans were murdered. And here is example how why Zeus says, for those who are bloodthirsty, they will be wild like a werewolf. And that is the first werewolf myth. It was a story about a man trying Zeus. To get... Yeah, hey Zeus!
That is crazy, man. Zeus dang.
So Zeus, it was a curse. A werewolf was being a curse for eating human flesh. And that's why the myth always ties into eating human flesh. And that's also why Zeus was so repelled by it. And he transformed King Lycos into a werewolf. So,
oh man, that was a good one. Oh,
thanks, man. Thanks. Well, that one. Well, thank you, Kevin, and thank you everyone for listening. We hope we can continue to make the month of October nice and spooky for you. Spooky. Hey, you want to do us the honor again and sign us out?
Hey, man, listen. I'm telling you guys straight up. If you guys are not listening, you need to be listening. Make sure that you're listening, all right? Because if you're not, you're going to miss out. and we don't want you to miss out. So let's make sure that you go forth a nerd with us today.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And you guys all have a wonderful day and take care.